श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, माँ पुण्यती धाम की जय, जगन्नाथ की धाम की जय, द्वारका गंगा मई की जय, जमुना मई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी माई सामग जय, श्री गौरीपाई की जय, श्री कृष्ण भगवान की जय, श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की जय, वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलम श्री गुरु वैष्णवश श्री रूपम सर्वजातम सकलम सद्वैतम सर्वभूतम परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदम सकलम हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु चर गोपेश गोपिका तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावन पावने दियो वैष्णव श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरांगचार्य जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शिवाशि गौर हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर 12 पार्ट ऑफ So this text 4, 5 and 6 are the glories of the Yudhishthira Maharaj in this chapter. Text 4 is about the Yudhishthira Maharaj's qualities. Text 5 is the Yudhishthira Maharaj's opulences. And the text 6, text number 6 is the Yudhishthira Maharaj's detachment. And because he has taken the shelter of the Mukunda, let us speak of Mukunda. He has a good qualities and he has opulences because of that. And at the same time, he is detached. So, and today is also the disappearance day of Ishwar. ते काम सुरस्पर्हा मुकुंदम सोतिजः पति चारु उदम राज्या तस्य ते तरे किंते कामासुरास्पाढ़ा मुकुंदम सोतुजहा अतिजारुर्मुकुदम वज्ञा सुदीतस्य तेतरे किंते कामासुरास्पाढ़ा कुंडम सोतुजहा अतिजारुर्मुदम वाक्या सुदीपस्य तेतरे
Brahmanas, the opulence of the king was so enchanting that the denizens of heaven aspired for it. Because he was absorbed in the service of God, the people satisfied except the Lord's service. There are two things in the world which can satisfy the ego. When one is materially engrossed, he is satisfied only by sense. When one is liberated from the conditions of the material modes, he is satisfied only by rendering loving service for the satisfaction of the Lord. This means that the living being is constitutionally servant, not one who is being illusioned by the conditions of the external energy. One falsely thinks himself to be served, but actually he is not served. A servant of the senses that lust, desire, anger, avarice, pride, madness, and intolerance. When one is in his proper sense of attainment of spiritual knowledge, he realizes that he is not the master of the material world, but is only a servant of the senses. At that time, he begs for the service of the Lord, and thus becomes happy without any reason by so-called material senses. Maharaj Yudhishthira was one of the greatest servants. Therefore, for him, there was no pleasure in the vast kingdom. Good God, brilliant lovers, happy subjects, and prosperous people. These blessings automatically follow for a pure devotee, even though the devotee does not aspire for it. The example set here is acceptance. They say that one whose hunger is never satisfied by anything. The whole material world is full of hungry living beings. The hunger is not for good food, it is just for sense and protection. The hunger is for the spiritual atmosphere. Due to ignorance only, they think that the world is dissatisfied because there is not sufficient food, shelter, defense, objects of sense gratification. This is for the reason. The living being is hungry for spiritual satisfaction. He is misrepresented by material hunger. But the foolish leaders cannot see that even the people who are most sumptuously materially satisfied are still hungry. You can see that they are on the street. And what is their hunger and poverty? This hunger is actually for spiritual food, spiritual shelter, spiritual defense, and spiritual sense gratification. This can be obtained in the association of the Supreme Spirit Lord Sri Krishna, and therefore, one who has them cannot be attracted by so-called food, shelter, defense, and sense of protection. World, even if they are relished by the denizens of the world. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita 16, it is said, the Lord that even in the topmost planet of the universe, named Brahman, the duration of life is multiplied by millions of years by hunger, which cannot satisfy his hunger. Such hunger can be satisfied only when living being is situated in the immortal world, which is attained in the spiritual sky. Far forever the association of Lord. The Lord who awards his devotees the concept of pleasure. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj in the text 4 has mentioned that he was free from all sorts of sense gratification. And he was exactly like his father in the Praja, during his reign. One time, during that time they were ruling, at that time the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, all four were kind of involved in the murder. So the four, all these four, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they were called in court in the district Maharaj. Of course, Duryodhana Lord was also there at that time. Before this is before the district Maharaj was crowned as a king. This was before the battle of Kshatriya. So, the case was given to Duryodhana and also to Yudhishthira Maharaj to make a decision. That he analyzes and say, what should we do? So, they ask Duryodhana, what should we do? Duryodhana says, well, call for our involved, just kill them. So then they asked Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj analyzed each one of them and he said, and he saw this, you know, here is a Brahmana, here is a Kshatriya, here is a Vaishya, here is a Shudra. What should I do? So analyze, and he analyzed the whole case, how it happens, everything. Then he said, well, the Brahmana just release him. Come back. With the Kshatriya, he's sitting in his selfie. The Vaishya, he said, find him because he has a lot of money. And to the Sudra, he's just putting on a donkey that can guide him. So the point was that Yudhishthira Maharaj was so powerful person that he could discriminate that whom to give what kind of punishment. That was the quality of Yudhishthira. Now in here he is saying that we Kimte Kama Sura Sparha. Sura Sparha means the two things are mentioned here. One is that some of the demigods who are interested in opulences, so they were also interested in the opulences same as the Yudhishthira Maharaj. And here, because Yudhishthira Maharaj had taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he had all the opulences. So some of the demigods in that category. But another demigods, they were interested because Yudhishthira Maharaj had taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So they saw that Yudhishthira Maharaj was free of Krishna consciousness. So some of the demigods were interested in that. So both they have both different aspirations by seeing the opulences of Krishna. But the Yudhishthira Maharaj was, here it says, he was not interested except in nothing but the service to the Lord, devotional service. He was not attached to all these things. And the nice analogy given here, it is said that one who is hungry is never satisfied by anything other than the food. I mean, imagine that. I don't do much Nijan Ekadashi, only I do it in my Ekadashi. Suppose I am doing Nijan Ekadashi, and next day, the time of taking fast is there, and someone comes to me and says, Adra, you really did not have that personality, you did Nijan Ekadashi, you didn't drink water or anything. Just tell me. My throat is here, you know. I am drinking water. Just want to do this. And someone comes and says, give me the garland and give me the charter and give me the chandan. Am I going to be happy with that? I'm hungry. Give me the water. I mean, what to do? Right? So similarly here, this analogy is put here that for Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was not interested because he was getting the juice. He was reciprocating with the Lord. He was taking the ship. He was having the soothing effect of the lotus feet of the Lord. He was completely Krishna conscious. Now Srila Prabhupada has written these purports before he came to United States, right? And he has actually done that what he's writing in the purport here. In the second paragraph, I understand. So he's making the point, Srila Prabhupada is making, why is devotional service the real need? He says, because in the nectar of devotion says that the devotional service surpasses liberation. Why? Because the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 6, what is that depository? Savai Pamsa Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Rathorsaja Ahaitukiya Pratihata Yatma Sutrasi. It says that the translation is the supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated, uninterrupted, and completely satisfied self. So devotional service is our dharma. And what is dharma? Dharma is that which sustains our existence. And what sustains our existence is devotional service, because it is our eternal nature. So religion is what we are, servant of Krishna, and we are made for devotional service. Only if we act naturally can we be satisfied. That's what we must do. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the first verse. Now this is good for us, because there are people who are on the higher platform. For them, like Yudhishthira, right, who has devotional services, everything. Satisfying the Lord is everything. There are people on the material platform who are on the sense gratification. They are happy with the sense, actually they are not happy. They think they are happy, but they are not actually happy. Because they know that in the material world, happiness, distress, happiness is those who cycle. We go on in the circle of this happiness, distress, happiness, we go on. People think it is like for them, they accept it. But they don't realize that this is not reality. Now what about the person like me who are in the middle? Right? I am not up like with this Sri Maharaj. I am not down either. I have some realization. So what about them? So that's why Srila Prabhupada is giving the example. One who is hungry is never satisfied by anything. We can keep that in mind. There is no satisfaction. Except the satisfaction. Now, in the second paragraph, he says, the whole material world is full of hungry living. When Srila Prabhupada wants to make a case, he puts the first sentence very prominent. He says that whole material world is full of hungry living beings. But then he says the hunger is not a good food. Shelter says there is hunger is for the spiritual beings. And that's what he created. Srila Prabhupada created the spiritual atmosphere, isn't it? I mean, you all are here. Here, Shesha Prabhu is there. Here, Pushkar Prabhu is here. Narayana Mataji is here. Shukra Mataji is here. These are all, senior, not Bhagavans. I cannot say that. Because, Jonanga, when I say you are all sisters, there is no way you are not. Don't tell me. Don't think I'm. I'll be 70. So the point is that, and I was reading the. Look at the Giriraj Maharaj, son of a billionaire, right? And he joined to Hare Krishna's. And when he joined in Boston, Srila Prabhupada, after giving the class, Srila Prabhupada asked any question. So Giriraj Maharaj raised his hand. And he said, how do we select Guru? And this paraphrasing it. So Srila Prabhupada says, depend. Do you want to become God? Or do be one of the servant of God. Now at that time in Giriraj Maharaj is in his room, he had a picture, a big picture, and some yogis, some gurus, at that time, you know, all the gurus were coming, so he said, point to the finger, you can become God. Srila Prabhupada didn't know that. And so when Srila Prabhupada said that, do you want to become God or do you want to become servant? So Giriraj Maharaj realized, how does he know that? And then, after 1.5 years, when Srila Prabhupada came back again in the Boston, and at that time also, after Srila Prabhupada giving class, he said, any questions, or he raised Giriraj Maharaj raised his hand. And Srila Prabhupada said, I know you. When I saw you first time, after that I was praying to the Lord that he's a good boy, he can be good. He's Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada joined, and then he's going to India. And he is in the land of the Juhu, where the land is infested with rats and with snakes. And he's staying there. Son of a billionaire. Not just that, but one time he was sick and there was no shelter, and he's sleeping under the table just so that it's so hot, and he's sick and he's sleeping under the table just for the shelter. So now, I mean, if you are the son of a billionaire, why don't you go through all these difficulties? I was in his place, forget it, man. But the whole point was here, this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is making, that in the purport, he said that spiritual food, right? Spiritual shelter, then spiritual defense, and the spiritual sense qualification. This is what Srila Prabhupada provided. Spiritual food is the prasadam. Not just prasadam, but spiritual food is also for different senses, just like for eyes. I sense gratification will be, spiritual will be to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Ears, hearing the Krishna Katha, that's a spiritual. Then nose, to smell the tulsi which is offered to the Lord, or the flower. Yeah. So this was the spiritual food he provided. Right? Then the spiritual shelter also provided from the three miseries, adibhautik, adhyatmik, adhyatmik. Right? And there is a shloka from the real shelter from Srimad Bhagavatam. Say, tapatrayena vihatasya gora santapya manasya bhavat aniha pasyami nanyat saranam tavanti vadvanda tapatra amrita amritahi usha. It says that the tapatrayena means the threefold miseries, and abhyakasya gore means these threefold miseries are bombarding to the living entity. It's bombarding me. It's hand, santapyamas. He said, and the material person is actually frustrated in the material world by the heat of this Kali Yuga. But then, what is the shelter? He says, Pashyami Manyat. I don't see any other. And what is it? Saranam Bhavati, other than your lotus. No other self. And what does this do? Bhanda Taparta means Lord's lotus is like an umbrella. Right? Then you have a heavy heat in the month of July, August. You go in the sun and walk, you want umbrella. So umbrella gives the shelter from the heat, but at the same time, this umbrella of this lotus feet of the Lord, umbrella is like an umbrella. It's not just gives the shelter from the heat, from this threefold misery, but it gives the shelter. It also gives shelter. How? Because it says Amrita Ivarsha means from the lotus feet is the drizzling the nectar. This nectar is drizzling from the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is the shelter of this umbrella of the lotus feet. So I'm sure you all must be looking for that shelter. And that's why you all are going through this difficult for me. All of you guys go from at 4 in the morning here, coming right now, the doors are open, and the chamber temperature is 35 degrees. You are still here. So that means you all are relishing the nectar from the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's why you are lucky. All glories to all of you. Pray for me. So this is what the real person is looking for. So because this is the real shelter. Now so what is the shelter has a two functions. Shelter, spiritual shelter, and the pleasure. Take the example of Jada Bharat. Jada Bharat, he was like our people. Right? He had no house, no proper clothes. Right? But he had taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. What is it? Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare. The dacoits came and they needed someone who is strong and powerful, and so they can offer him Jad Bharat, person to the Kali, right? So that Kali can kill, and then the dacoits can fulfill their whatever they desire. So what happened? Because he had taken the shelter of the lotus feet, Kali killed all of those things. So the spiritual shelter, now in material world, people take this shelter when they are in difficulty, they take the shelter just like a person who has a cancer. He takes the shelter of the chemotherapy. For a person who is going to be afraid that he's going to get old now and he's going to have the, how we're going to maintain, so they want to bank balance and so on and so forth. But devotee's mindset, shelter is different. Let's take the example of the Queen Kunti or Prahlad Maharaj or Uttara. Their different mechanism is different because they are depending on the their shelter, that is the glorious feet of the Lord. They are not interested. They, because they, if something goes wrong, if someone does something wrong to them, they don't think of retaliation, they don't retaliate. They think it's Krishna, it's Krishna's arrangement, let Krishna take care of it. Let me do my bhajan, So that's and of course this, so this is the spiritual defense and spiritual sense gratification is the, what is that? Chanting, dancing and feasting. So, here in the Krishna Maharaj, his personality is not affected. People praise him, or people, he's a king, and then the king, you are king on that high post, of course, you will have enemies, some will talk bad about you, some will praise you. So, you know, everything is yes, but he was not affected. Just keeping himself. Because he was here, there's a rotation. Be the modern example of Srila Prabhupada. Was he affected? We think like this. Personally, he was. Society, yes. On the go. The test of the spiritual atmosphere is amazing that. He is writing this purport before he came, and he actually did it. He created a spiritual atmosphere for the mass. So that's what I have to say as far as this. Now I have to give you something as far as Srila Ishwarpuri's disciplines today. This is from the Adilila chapter 9 is chapter 9, text 10. I just read the translation. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service into Krishna, is the desired tree of devotional service. It is in him that the seed of devotional service is constructed. But what? Sri Madhavendra Puri, also known as Sri Madhav Puri, belonged with the secret association from Madhvacharya. He was a greatly celebrated sannyasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the third disciple descendant from Sri Madhavendra Puri. The process of worshipping this disciple succession Madhvacharya was full of ritualistic ceremonies with hardly a sign of our God. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first person in the disciple succession to exhibit the symptoms of our God. In the first to write the poem beginning with the words 18 Vayatra Nati. O Supremely Merciful Personality of Godhead, that in that poem is the seed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cultivation of the Lord God. And then text 11, the seed of devotional service next rectified in the form of Sri Ishwara. And then the gardener himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of the tree of devotional service. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anugrahasya, Ishwarpuri was the recipient of Kumarhat, where there is now a railroad station known as Kamarhat. Nearby there is another station named Alishara, which belongs to the Eastern Railway. This railway runs from the Eastern section of Kalpur. Ishwarpuri appeared in the Brahmin family and was the most beloved disciple of Srila Madhavendra. In the last portion of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, Chakravarti text 28 to 31 states, Francis, at the last stage of his life, Sri Madhavendra Puri became an invalid and was completely unable to move. And Ishwar Puri so completely engaged in himself in his service that he personally cleaned up his stool. Always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reminding Sri Madhavendra Puri about the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the last stage of his life, Ishwar Puri gave the best service among his disciples. Thus Madhavendra Puri, being very pleased with him, blessed him and said, "My dear boy, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you." Thus this Ishwar Puri, by the grace of his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, became a great devotee in devotion of our God. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur states in his Guruvashtaka prayer, "Vasya prasada padva prasado, yasya prasada." The mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, we cannot advance. It is by the mercy of the spiritual master that one becomes perfect. It has vividly exemplified here. The Vaishnava is always protected by the Supreme Person of Godhead. But if he appears to be an invalid, this gives a chance to his disciple to serve him. Ishwar Puri pleased his spiritual master by service, and by the blessing of his spiritual master, he became such a great personality that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his spiritual master. Srila Ishwar Puri was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but before initiating Lord Chaitanya, he went to Navadvip and lived for a few months in the house of Gopinath Acharya. At that time, Lord Chaitanya became acquainted with him and it is understood that he serves the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reciting his book, Krishna Vidana. This is explained in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To teach others by example how to be faithful disciple of one's spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Person of Godhead, visited the birthplace of Ishwar Puri at Kumarhata and collected some earth from his birthplace. This he kept very carefully and he used to eat a small portion of it daily. This is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khanda, chapter 17. It has now become customary for devotees, following the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to go there and collect some earth from it.
In the sect so nice. My heart yearns for his kingdom. There is so much happiness. My question is, what if that's not our situation in our life? That things are not so nice. There are hardships. So my question is not in general, how should we deal with that? Actually, I want to ask you, how do you deal with the verses of the Lord? What do you do? What is your process?
I'm going to the verses every day. That is the nature of this weekend. What they have to do. The shelter of the devotees. Talk to them. Get advice from them. Reveal our difficulties, confidential. Thank you.